you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very, very thankful that you are with us each weekday. If you miss any part of Kevin McCullough Radio, there is a podcast for you. And thankfully, there are more and more of you not only using the podcast, but telling your friends. In fact, I think this week, yesterday, we set like an all-time record for single day listens in a single day in 2019. And we're averaging more per month than we've ever averaged before. And it's in the tens of thousands every month. And I'm just so grateful that it's finding a resonance with you and is helpful to you as you're trying to think through and understand and get analysis of and comprehend and respond to the biggest stories of each day. So thank you for doing that. If you would like to get the podcast, and it's absolutely free, we don't put things behind a paywall. We don't make people subscribe to stuff. We just want to make the content available, and we're grateful for those of you that are enjoying it. Go to iTunes or SoundCloud and just search KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio. Either one of those, KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio, will get you to where you need to go. Earlier today in the Federalist.com, Liz Wolf published what has become, I guess, in essence, is a cyclical report. Now, she may not think so because she's fairly young, but every presidential cycle, there is a comparison of what Democratic presidential candidates do in this one area of life and what Republican presidential candidates do. And if I were to tell you who you think really, genuinely, truly cared about the poor more than the other, do you think it would be Republicans or Democrats? See, when it comes to policy, Democrats want to point a gun to your head and say, by the law of force, we will take money from your pocket and we will allocate it for what we deem to be what government deems is help for the poor. They'll do that under the force, under the rule of force. Republicans, on the other hand, oftentimes say, you know what, if caring for the poor is truly, truly important to you, then why wouldn't you want to give deeply and sacrificially on a regular basis? And so, not surprisingly, presidential candidates coming from the Republican Party have many times given hundreds of times more to charity each year than Democrats have. Turns out this year, Mr. Beto and Mr. Bernie give almost nothing to charity throughout the course of the year, because while they want you to be forced to care about the poor, they're not willing to give to them sacrificially. I'm Kevin McCullough.